Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar, and I'm going to get right into the show today. Of course, if you've been following us on our brand new revamped Twitter page at twitter.com/newscommentBTR, you know for the last week or so I've been hyping the return of someone who was last with us in December, and I don't know what took so long. I'm sorry, but she is actually back today to join us. I think besides probably Coco's Twitter, I look forward to her Twitter about the same. I call her probably the inventor of either, let's see, I'm thinking what is Songless Thursday? Or so I was going to ask her what type of song, but I guess I already got the answer saying it's Songless Thursday. But ladies and gentlemen, returning to join us, the wonderful and the beautiful Paige Monroe. Paige, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You?
I'm good.
Now, you're all over the place, my friend. I think every time I'm like looking at your Twitter page, you're traveling somewhere. So I'm taking it you're having a busy summer so far.
Yes, been pretty busy and quite eventful, so it's been pretty good.
Now, where are you on the road to next? Where can people catch you at?
It's been a toss-up. I was supposed to actually be going tomorrow to New York, but some things have changed, and I'm going to push that back a little bit to probably sometime in September. Then there was a slight chance I might be going to visit some friends in Chicago, but I think I'm actually going to go back down tomorrow night to New Orleans.
Now, you see, you definitely have to make it here to Chicago before, I think, January. I'm not sure if you heard about it. There's like a 26-foot-tall Marilyn Monroe statue.
What?
That we actually, it's 26-foot-tall. It's it was built, I forgot about the artist's name, but it was on the news. It's been on a lot of news programs. I'll actually send you the link. It's pretty funny, but it's from the Seven-Year Itch, the scene where the dress is flying up. And actually, if you look up, this tall statue actually does have underwear on, but it's been labeled by some as interesting and then by others as an eyesore. And a lot of people here are kind of like wondering why we have this statue in Chicago. But if you're here, you'll have to definitely let me know, and I'll let you know where the statue is at, because I know you're a big Marilyn Monroe fan. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that. Nobody's told me.
Yeah, I thought you knew. See, now you heard it here first. This is why this is called the 411 Lounge.
Exactly. No, I will definitely be that way probably very soon, but I don't think it's going to work out this weekend for Chicago. But
Well, I think it's supposed to rain here this weekend as well. So you want to wait until, you know, kind of like mid-early fall, you know, kind of like walk around downtown, enjoy the fall foliage and the people and all this stuff. So, yeah, you got time. I think the statue's there till January, so. But lots been going on since we last talked, and with your webpage at pageallday.com has actually relaunched. And for those who have not been there, definitely take a look at it and drop on by. And I know, so often we get a lot of people, you know, who have web pages, they kind of keep it the same, and then when you go there, it's like you kind of see the same thing. I would say definitely for you, you keep it fresh, you keep it going. What was the thought process this time into you know, changing the website up? Was there like a particular reason, or was there a particular slant that you were looking at towards this brand new relaunch, or what were you looking to do?
It's a slightly complicated story. I'll give you the quick version. Almost a year ago, a friend of mine redesigned it when, I'm not sure if you remember, when it was, everything was pink.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good for right then, but I wanted to add more and do more with the videos and things like that on the member side. So I started with another designer who was going to redo it for me, and that was when we changed everything over to the football background with the referee outfit.
Yeah.
And ran into some slight complications with a skeezy web designer. So that kind of slowed down the process and messed things up for a few months this year, but it's okay. We recovered. And we just decided when we started redoing this a few months ago that we wanted to make it really look like it never had in the past. Just give it a totally different look, different colors, everything. So we just picked out some new color schemes and a new design and added brand new content in the member section. Did new videos that people had never seen and stuff like that, and it turned out to be way better than I even expected, so I'm really happy with how it turned out now.
Well, I was going to say, you should be. It's a great webpage, and like I said, I can't stress, if you have not seen the brand new relaunch of the website, it's over at pageallday.com, and definitely check it out, become a member, and I'll push all that in for you. And, you know, and while you're there, you'll also see all of, you know, everything else, and also the Twitter page, too. I would say, you know, the Twitter page, too, is also, just like your website, it's kind of a phenomenon. You're coming up on, like, a major number here pretty soon, keeping fingers crossed.
Well, I almost hit that number last week, and something happened. I don't know. I almost hit 10,000 last week. I got really excited. I don't know if everybody remembers that follows me, but I started posting that as soon as I hit 10,000, I was going to put up some new exclusive little video clips or something to say thanks for following. And overnight one night, I got back on the next morning, and I was back down to like 8,500 followers, and I was like, what happened? So I don't know if Twitter went in and, like, deleted a lot of the spam accounts that get on there or something, but we're pushing back to get back to the 10,000. I'm almost there again, so I promise when I get back to that 10,000, there will be exclusive Twitter content that is not anywhere else, and it will be brand new. So it's going to be unseen videos, pictures, something, so
everybody get the word out. We need to get Paige to 10,000. Now, among the things on Twitter, like I kind of alluded to, and I kind of talked about at the top of the show, is that I said, besides Coco's page, I look forward to your page to both, because I was like, you two are so interactive when it comes to pictures almost every other day. It's like, some people, they'll post a picture, and, you know, it'll be of like the moon, or like, you know, their dinner or something like that. And while, I mean, occasionally that's all right, you know, we want to see the person who's taking the photo. We want to know if they're real. And if there's anything that, you know, that's definitely real about your side, is that, you know, we'll get pictures of you, you know, out and about and here and there. And, you know, like I said, if you're not following Paige, you need to be following. It's one of the core Twitter pages, even if you're just starting, to follow hers. And she's at Paige Monroe over on Twitter. And, yeah, it's I know, how difficult is it, I don't know, you know, to, in this age of social media, to be keeping up not only with Twitter, but with the website, with Facebook, or with, you know, I know a lot of people on FormSpring, they're like everywhere. How are you able to keep up with all that?
I'm not anymore. It's to the point of, it's become really difficult lately. I do work full-time. I have a really normal everyday life like the rest of us, and I used to be able to say that a couple of months ago that I respond to every single mention that I get, and that's no longer true. I can't. It's way too much. I get put in Twitter jail if I try to do it now. So I go on there every couple of days, and I just start at the top of the day, and I respond to everybody from that day, and then I have to let it go for a few days and come back because it's kind of gotten out of hand, and I love hearing from everybody. I want to hear it, and I read every single mention. I truly read every single one, but I physically cannot respond to them all anymore, and it's just kind of gotten to be a little crazy. But I'm happy. I'm glad it's gotten that way. But especially the picture days, it gets pretty out of hand.
I can imagine, because, like I said, I think besides yourself or Coco or somebody else, like, I think everybody looks forward to, your pictures the most. So, and if you didn't know what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, you'll have to go to Paige's website to find out more. But what's upcoming for you right now? I know, like I said, you got so much on your plate, and with work and with the websites. Any upcoming projects that we should be on the lookout for, or anything that's kind of going on in your neck of the woods?
The main focus, everything right now is website related. Any new photo shoots that I'm doing, all that material will be for the website. I'm actually actively looking if there's any other interested models or anyone listening that's friends with a model, up-and-coming model, anything like that, established model even. Every month I'm going to be featuring a new guest model on my website in the member section. And for the first month, it was Rachel Havana.
Okay.
She's the model, the first one. And the pictures will stay in there. It's not something that I'm going to put up and then take down. Those pictures will stay in the member section also.
Okay.
So it's a secret who the next one is yet. I haven't decided when I'm going to say who the next one is. But every month there will be a guest model also on the site. So it's just going to be more and more material every month. So we'll just keep adding more and more.
So if you're looking for a guest photographer, I actually happen to have my camera on the standby over here. So, there you go. And you'll have to let me know, and we'll have to take pictures out by the Marilyn Monroe statue or something like that. So.
Definitely. That would be really cool.
One other thing, and I know you're too modest to mention it, but if you're on Paige's Twitter page, you'll also see links for a contest that Paige is in. And I know that's for the Gym of the Month over at, and I'm going to get this so wrong, and I know I looked at it. And was it Tawag? Is it Tawag Promotions? I know I'm going to get that so wrong.
Yeah, that's with the same people that designed the new site. So they do this contest every month with two or three different models, and I happen to be one of them this month, so please go vote.
And actually, 40 minutes ago, I went on to vote, and Paige is actually up. So go to continue to keep her up. So I was just over there. I want to get an update, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you on that one. And we'll definitely put a link on our.
Yeah, you can vote as many times as you want to. This is not one of my contests where you can only vote once. You can vote over and over again, and it runs through August 26th. So you've got about a week. Is that right? About a week left to go vote.
About a week. And it goes quickly. So now I was like, at one point it was neck and neck, and now you're actually out by a little bit of a margin here. So let's keep Paige out there by the margin she's at, if not a little bit more. So we got 1 week to go. So I'm calling on everybody to get out there and vote. But,
yeah.
And so how is also, I know last time we talked about the photography too, because like I said, I kind of jokingly said that if you needed a guest photographer, and I was going to go on to say you actually won't need one because Paige is actually, among her many talents, and she's also a photographer as well. And I don't want to forget to mention that as well. So how is that going right now?
It's been a little slow. I haven't been able to focus on that as much as I wanted to over the summer. I actually did a pretty big wedding not too long ago, and that was a pretty big deal for some friends of mine. But I haven't done it quite as much as I hoped to over the summer, having some time off. But it's definitely still one of my main priorities, so still working on that stuff.
So don't forget about that, too. So if you need a photographer and you're either in Paige's area or, heck, if you're outside the area, get in touch with Paige, and I'm pretty sure she will give you all the details on that as well. But there's something else we were planning to do here today, and I know we've been talking about it for the last few weeks, and this is one of those things where if this works, I'll do it down the line with anybody else that comes up. Paige is actually going to be my guinea pig on that, this, because on top of everything else, I know, you know, on top of all the work that you've been doing and traveling you've been doing, I know that you're a big, huge music fan. I know that you love your TV when you can catch it and everything else. I know you're on top of all this sort of stuff right now. So we're going to do a little bit of a other show, Eye on Hollywood, and mix it into this thing of the 411 Lounge right now. I guess for question first, if we're listening to your iPod or iPad right now, what are you actually listening to? Are you listening to a brand new Jay-Z, Kanye, or are you...
I was about to say, anybody that follows me on Twitter already knows that it has not come out of my CD changer in my car for the last week and a half. So I'm completely addicted to the album. I don't like every single song on there, but I have not stopped listening to it. I'm a big fan of Drake and Big Sean, Lil Wayne. I just went to a Lil Wayne and Rick Ross concert about a month ago out here in Raleigh. That's pretty much my main set of music right now.
Now, how was that? How was that concert with Lil Wayne?
It was amazing. I have wanted to see Lil Wayne for, 15 years, you know, since he came out. And it was great. And Rick Ross was amazing, too. I'm a big, big Rick Ross fan and Maybach Music Group. So that show was really, really good.
I was going to say, now, I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear it. And this is where I wish I could pull up audio on it. But did you get a chance? I think Anne Hathaway was on Conan O'Brien, I think it was a night or two ago, and she decided to do this rap about the paparazzi, but she did it in the style of Lil Wayne. I kid you.
I'm gonna have to find that.
Yeah, you'll have to pull it up. It's very interesting. I think a lot of people she's gotten half of the comments from. You know, that's pretty brave of her to do to a cringe-worthy performance. But, yeah, if you're a Lil Wayne fan, I think, you should head over to check out Anne Hathaway's rap that she did.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you're also a big Britney Spears fan.
Yes,
so
I am.
I was going to ask you if you're looking forward to the MTV VMA this year. So I know that they're supposed to do a big, huge tribute to Britney Spears.
I did not even know that yet.
See?
So that's, I'm telling you, I've been, so much has been going on. I have not even watched. I'm so disappointed with myself. I'm not even watching my favorite show, Entourage. I have missed every single Entourage this season.
Really?
And anybody that really knows me knows that is not my typical self, but I did not even know that. So now I will be excited about it, yes.
Yeah, they're actually supposed to do a big, huge tribute to Britney Spears, and I went today to, because, you know, the VMAs have gotten, I don't know about you, but it's like award shows in recent years, like the Grammys, you know, you used to be, so excited to probably see the Grammys and see the performances, but it's like with all these mishmash performances, I think it kind of, just took me off at Grammys. And even the VMAs in recent years, it's kind of gotten, like, predictable. But I'm looking forward, actually, to this Britney Spears tribute because I don't know exactly. I mean, she's been around, and I found it hard to believe, what, since 99? So,
yeah.
So 12 years in, I was like, yeah, I could see a Britney Spears tribute. So, actually, I think she's done some commercials for it. And, yeah, so there you go. MTV VMAs are actually going to do a Britney tribute. Any favorite Britney song that sticks out right now?
My favorite would probably be, it's old, it's called Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Real beat. Darrell did the beat.
I'm pretty sure it played the other day. Fuse TV, I think, had the Britney Spears takeover on again. I think I was up one morning actually watching it, so very, very interesting. But so we got that one down. I had to, like, a whole list. Oh, and I know you're a big basketball fan. I'm going to ask you a sports question here. Will there be an NBA season or will there be a lockout?
There better be an NBA season. I really hope this gets fixed before. I mean, preseason's coming up pretty soon, so, you know, something needs to give. It's not going to be a fun fall and winter if we don't get to watch NBA.
But we've got college basketball and college football.
I mean, I love college, too. I mean, I'm a Tar Heel fan to the death, but I'm sorry. It's just not the same game. So,
I know. So we don't need to be getting, I know you're a Kobe Bryant fan, a Lakers fan, so I was like, I know we don't want to be getting postcards from Kobe overseas when he should be here.
Yeah, that would be very disappointing.
Yeah, I know you're in that way, and like I said, you said you're a Tar Heels fan. How is it looking for the Tar Heels this season for basketball?
Hopefully better than last year, which we didn't do horrible last year, but I honestly haven't paid much attention to it yet, but I could care less who's playing for them. I've been a Tar Heel fan, I think, since my mom gave birth to me, so I'm always going to pull for the Tar Heels, and if we're playing Duke, then, you know, I'm definitely pulling for the Tar Heels, and it's hilarious in my family because my little sister just graduated from state, and my cousin that lives in L.A., who just graduated from UCLA, she transferred from Chapel Hill, so we have people all over. My best friend Taylor, that I'm always talking about on Twitter and always, like, in pictures with and stuff, her family went to Wake Forest, so we just have, like, all the ACC. We're just, like, everybody.
I was going to say, it's like an ACC fest around there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come here to the Midwest, you know you'd be in Big Ten country. I don't know if they do that, Big Ten ACC Challenge. I'm not sure if I have to actually look that up, but I do look forward to that, too, because that's pretty good every year. So, And I guess the last celebrity story I'll put out there, I'm going to get your feedback on this, and I'm going to give you three options here. And it's about Kim Kardashian, and I know everyone loves Kim, but I'm going to get your feedback on this. Kim Kardashian and her upcoming wedding, will it make it to the altar? 2, make it, but end in less than a year, or 3, make it and last longer than a year and have kids involved?
Oh, man. This is so funny, and if any of my, like, real friends are listening, they will laugh at this, but I'm a pretty big Kim Kardashian fan, and I wish her all the best. I don't think they'll make it. I don't know if they're exactly perfect for each other, just from what you've seen and heard on the shows and in the news and everything. But all my friends laugh at me because I'm addicted to Chloe and Lamar. And
oh, no.
I always say that I want to find a Lamar like Chloe has, with somebody that just falls that hard in love with you. And my friends think it's hilarious because I'm so addicted to their relationship. But I honestly never thought Kim would end up with somebody like Chris Humphreys. I think that, like, kind of shocked everybody.
Me either. I don't know. I was kind of floored. I mean, I thought I was still in the running, but apparently was not. And I was surprised as you are.
After the people she's dated, you know, over the last few years, like, I don't think anybody saw that coming. So,
no.
You know,
I love Kim too.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's what she needed. So, you know, I heard the location this morning on the radio. They were talking about it around here, and apparently the location's already been blurted out by some of the inside people or whatever. And, you know, I just get married and try to – it's so hard when you're on her celebrity status that you're – when you're at that level to even have a normal relationship and try to be – whatever, you know, happy, I don't know, but I hope it lasts. She seems like she's happy with him when you see her and him together, so.
It's not the same thing with her and Reggie. But yeah. I don't know. I love Kim, and people who've listened to the show or these shows for a long time know of my love for Kim, and I don't know. It just seems like one of those things where even with the with the engagement itself and everything else, I just see too scripted. I can see something as to where this does not make it to the altar. If it does, you know, something's going to happen like less than a year after. I don't know. I mean, I hope for best. I'm like, you know, I hope for best for her. Wish it were me. But unfortunately, Chris has a little bit more in his bank account than I do. So, yes, that's, I don't know. I just see something strange happening here before the wedding. And I think the fact, too, that he said in front of her that, well, I guess it's admirable, but he said that his mom was more prettier than her. Did she look at her face when the media asked her about that? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Poor Chris. He's gonna get dogged by his fellow teammates anyway. But
you know, they can hang out together now while their men are all playing basketball, so. Hopefully, if there's no, you know, if the lockout's over. They might get divorced, you know. There might be two public divorces with that if, you know, the season doesn't go on.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding, right? It's the wonderful world of the Kardashians. I did not know you were a Khloe and Lamar fan, but
terribly addicted to Khloe and Lamar, and I'm just as much addicted to Ice-T and Coco now. That show got me just as bad.
See, it's a wonderful world of reality TV, I tell you. But,
I mean,
I've actually
was a big Coco fan anyway, but now it's even worse.
But I'm pretty sure you aren't the only one out there, so we're all watching it. We'll all stay tuned to it. But as for that's pretty much it for our little Eye on Hollywood kind of look. And the clock on the wall told me that we're running out of time. And so with that, don't forget Twitter.com at Paige Monroe. Go check her out, PaigeAllDay.com. And, you know, Paige, I cannot thank you enough for coming back onto the program again. And, you know, anytime you want to come on, you know, the show is yours to have, so love having you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you brought me back on. It's been too long since last time.
I know. Well, hopefully we will get you back on before the end of the year. Yeah, we're definitely going to work on that. Or if you come to Chicago, maybe we'll do something kind of like live or something like that.
Okay, cool. That is definitely happening soon, so we'll talk privately about those dates.
We'll do. Well, safe travels, my friend, and thank you so much for coming on once again.
Anybody that's in New Orleans tomorrow, hit me on Twitter.
There you go. Hit Paige up on Twitter. And that will do it for us here on the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar for my guest, Paige Monroe. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.